Okay, good afternoon, everyone. I'm so thankful that we're together once again. I don't know how the weather is where you are, but it is hot, it is humid, and it is smoky around here. But we are thankful that God has kept us and allowed us to come together another weekend or another Friday, and that we're about to enjoy another weekend. And I'm going to get right into the word of inspiration on this afternoon. It is a brief word of inspiration, but it's a word of inspiration that I'm just led to share with you. And today's word of inspiration is entitled, Trust God Again. Trust God Again. And just before we go to the word of inspiration, I want to pray over today's word. Father, we thank you and we honor you on this afternoon, and we give you all praise for your word. Your word that is alive, that is active, and that is sharper than any two-edged sword that pierce even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit. Now, Father, I know your word that you gave me to share on today. I pray that it will touch someone, that it will encourage someone, that it will uplift someone in the name of Jesus. And we give your name the praise and use me, O God, and speak through me as I surrender myself to you. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Trust God again. A couple of years ago, I received, and I think I might have shared this testimony with the group in the past, but a couple of years ago, I received an invitation to preach, and God gave me what to preach. But can I say again? But I felt that wasn't the right message. So what did I do? I began to prepare a different message. Well, while I was studying for the message, the morning I was scheduled to preach, my spirit was not connecting with the message that I was trying to prepare. And I began to talk to God, and I told him that I just wasn't feeling this. And after I said this, guess what God said to me? He spoke and says, "You're not connecting because it's not what I told you to preach." Now, mind you, this is the morning of the time that I'm supposed to be preaching. And I share this with you is because oftentimes we want to trust our own instincts over God's instructions. And that's exactly what I did. I wasn't feeling it, and I felt like it should be something else. And I began to research something else, and I prepared a different sermon. But then on that morning, as I was going through it, I was struggling with it. I'm like, it's just not connecting. And that's when God, the Holy Spirit, reminded me, it's because that's not the message I told you to share. And if we're transparent, trusting God in all things can be very challenging, but we must remember that He knows our beginning from our ending. And in my situation on that day, He knew what the people really needed to hear. Not Velma, but God knew. And because of me finally obeying him, the word he had me to deliver on that particular Sunday was a word that many needed to hear. How do I know that? Because after I delivered that message at the end of the service, several people came to me and said, "Reverend Velma, I needed that word. That word is what I needed to hear. It blessed me so much." And I am thankful even to this day, even a couple of years later, that I obeyed God and I trust him again to hear what he wanted me to do. But what if I chose not to trust God in this sermon selection? What if I decided to say, "Well, I'm not feeling it, but I'm going to preach it anyway"? It would not have blessed the people, or it may have, but it might not have blessed the people the way that it did, all because I was obedient. God wants us to trust him again and again and again and again. You may say, "You know what? I trust him before and he hasn't come through." But can I just say to you, trust God again. You may even ask God, "God, did I miss hearing you?" And he's telling you to trust me again. And you may not know why he has not answered certain prayers. He's saying, "Trust me again. Wait on me. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declare the Lord." As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. Trust God again. He has you covered. Even if you're going through and tears are running down your face because of hurt, trust him again. Friends may have turned their backs on you and for no apparent reason, but can I tell you again to trust God again? God's got a plan in place for you. Situations are not going the way you plan. God once again is saying, trust me. Proverbs, the third chapter, verse 5 says, trust the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And Psalms 121, verses 1 through 8 says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth me will not slumber. He will keep you. Trust him again. Lift up your head. Lift up your eyes unto him who was the author and the finisher of your faith. And in closing, I want to share this with you. You may not know what God is doing in this season in your life, but trust God and know that he is the same God that is loving us with the same love that he has always loved us. Let me say that to you again. Trust him and know that he is the same God that is loving us with the same love that he has always loved us. I have to say that to you because he is the same God that loves us the way that he has always loved us. And you may be thinking, well, God doesn't love me, but he loves you. And he's going to continue to love you with that same love that he has always loved you with. And so we have to get the what I like to call the equation straight. It's not our place to know what he's doing. That's his place. It's our place to trust what he's doing. We may not like it. We may not understand it, but we have to trust him. And here's the good news. The more you know him, the more you can trust him. The more you know him, the more you can trust him. The more you commune with him, the more you can trust him. The more you spend time with him, the more you can trust him. The more you study the word, the more you can trust him. The more you pray, the more you can trust him. Because the more time you spend with him, you have that relationship and you begin to trust him more. Just like any other relationship, the more you get to know someone, you begin to trust them. Trust God again. Know that in God, we trust. We don't trust in man. We don't trust in things or money. We need to make sure we put all of our trust in him. God's got this. Trust him again. This is the word of inspiration on today. I pray that it has inspired you to trust him again. What it is that you are trusting God about, I just want to encourage you. And he's reminding us to trust him again. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. He is the lifter up of your head. He is your comforter. He is your peace. He is your guide. But most of all, he is your God. In God, we will trust. Trust him again. Now, let us transfer into prayer. Let us go into prayer at this time. But as we go into prayer, I want us just to kind of sit for a couple of seconds and just be silent and just meditate on his goodness and meditate on who he is to you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Father God, once again, we give you glory and we honor you, God. We thank you for your word on this afternoon, God, where you said over in Mark, God, the 11th chapter, that Whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. And so, Father, we thank you. We thank you that we know that you hear our prayer. We thank you that we know that you are ever present. We thank you that we know that you have your lips or your ears to our lips. God, we say thank you. We honor you and we praise you. Father, once again, God, your children, we come together joining to reverence you, God, to honor you and to thank you and to love on you, for you are our sovereign God. You are all sufficient and you are all giving. You are almighty. You are the God that delivers. You are the God that saves. And God, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for your son, Jesus the Christ, who died for our sins. And we thank you for the life that he lived that we can emulate. God, we say thank you. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that heals us. God, we give praise unto you. Now, God, before we ask, oh God, for any certain petitions, God, one thing we need to ask is for forgiveness. So, God, on this afternoon, if there's anything that's within any one of us, oh God, that is not right before you, God, if our attitude is not right, if we've done something that was not pleasing before you, if we said some things, oh God, that was not pleasing before you, if our heart is not in the right place, God, forgive us in the name of Jesus. God, as always, we ask that you will create within us the clean and a pure heart, Father, in the name of Jesus, so that we can be in right standing before you. And if there's anything, oh God, that we don't even know that we have done wrong, God, or that's not right within us, reveal it to us through your Holy Spirit. God, we have an open heart for your correction and for your instructions, Father. This is my prayer on today. Now, God, we thank you for reminding us to trust you again, to trust you with our life, to trust you to direct us, to trust you to keep us, to trust you to be who you say you are to us, God. Help us, oh God, to trust you again. Trust you for being Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. God, for being Jehovah Rapha, our healer, for being our sustainer, for being our protector, for being our deliverer. God, we say thank you. And God, even as your people come together, oh God, and they seek your face, oh God, and not just your hand, God, I pray that we will move a deeper in you, oh God. Help us to trust in you with all things, oh God. You told us in your word to cast our cares upon you. Why? Because you care. So, Father, we're trusting you and we're giving it over to you. We're casting it over to you. We're releasing it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Trust you in knowing that you want the best for us, God. So we're releasing all of our concerns and our troubles and our cares before you. Trust you to not only do the small things, but we're going to trust you to do the big things that we have before you, God. And not only the big things, God, but even the small things, Father. We're trusting you, God. We're trusting you in all things, God. I pray that you will help us to trust you as you work in us and as you work through us, Father, through your Spirit, God. We pray right now, oh God, that we even realize that we have to trust you, oh God, to even turn things around, that only you can turn around. We're going to trust you so much that we're going to get our hands out of the way. We're going to remove our hands. We're not even going to touch the doorknob and try to open up doors that you close. We're going to trust you knowing that you closed it for a reason. We're not going to try to reopen up something and which will result in opening up wounds and confusion, but we're going to trust you because you do all things well. So Father, we say thank you on today. Now, Father, I pray for those who are on this line, oh God, that they will trust in you and trust in your word. Trust, oh God, in your direction. Trust in you. You said in your word, in all of our ways, if we acknowledge you, that you will direct our path. So, Father, even as we acknowledge you, we're going to trust that you will direct our path and we will obey. We're not only going to just hear you, but we're going to obey the direction instructions that you give us as we trust you again. Father, we thank you and we honor you and we give you all praise. So as we seek you, God, as we trust you, as we denounce any distractions out of our lives, we stand with great expectations on today that you will do exceedingly and abundantly and above all that we can ever ask or think. Now, Father, even as I end this prayer on today, I pray, oh God, for peace. I pray for peace of mind. I pray for peace in the heart. I pray for peace in the body. I pray for peace in our nation. I pray for peace in our neighborhoods. I pray for peace in this world, oh God. And I pray not only peace, but I pray for love, God. I pray that love, your love, oh God, will permeate our hearts, God, that love will win. And even when it seems like hatred is winning, Father, I pray that love for one another will be strong, God. This is my prayer on today. As we look unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith, show us where we need to come up, God. Show us how to exude love. God, continue to bless those who are on this prayer call. Continue to order their steps. Help them to trust you. There's some things that they have before you that they've been waiting on you to answer, and you have not answered in theirs and their sight. But Father, help them to trust you again, to wait on you. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Father, I pray that they will wait on you as they trust you again. Father, I thank you for all that you have done. I thank you, oh God, for the examples that you have given us. I thank you for your word that is living and more powerful than any two-edged sword. I thank you, oh God, for Pierce Insurance. I thank you, oh God, for the owners. I thank you for the workers. I thank you, oh God, for the companies that are under us. I thank you for the companies that represent. Father, I thank you because all that you have done, oh God, you have done great things, and it's marvelous in our eyes, and we give you praise. We thank you, oh God, for the celebration of another birthday of Lonnie. We thank you for blessing him, oh God, and keeping him, allowing him to be here, God. We thank you, oh God, for who he is. We thank you for Patricia. We thank you, oh God, for the example that she is, oh God. We thank you for their hearts. We thank you, oh God, for their loving spirit and their giving spirits, God. We thank you, oh God, for they are unselfish, and we say thank you. They look out for others, and we thank you, not just with Pierce Insurance, but even in the community. We say thank you, oh God, that they have a heart to serve. And Father, we give you praise, and may we all serve. May we all love. May we all forgive. May we all, oh God, look to see how we can help someone else. And Father, we thank you that even when we leave and get off this call, God, I pray that as we go our separate ways, that your spirit will be with us and that your spirit will guide us and that you will allow us to come together yet another time on next Friday as we seek your face, oh God, as we seek your will, Father. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father.